Who the sun sets free.
Who the sun sets free.
Whosoever the sun sets free.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
Is free indeed.
Hi guys, welcome to the Free Indeed podcast with Josh. I'm your host Joshua Kesena, and today we're talking about believing is seeing. So why did I choose that title, believing is seeing? And that's because so when I got saved, I realized that I had to make sure the environment I'm around is constantly edified, constantly inspiring. So for instance, I love music, so I stop listening to worldly music, and I listen to godly music, edifying music, stuff that doesn't curse or talk about all those other stuff that are not edifying. I love watching movies, so I switch kind of movies I watch, kind of series I watch to edifying stuff. And I love reading books too, so I switch the kind of books I listen to edifying novels and books. One of my favorite authors, Christian authors, is Francine Rivers, and there's this book she wrote called Masterpiece. And in the Masterpiece, there's this little girl, and she saw an angel, and she was trying to tell people, oh, I saw this angel, and they did not believe her. Even an aunt who she was living with did not believe her. So one night, the angel appeared again, and her aunt just burst into the room, and she was like, what? There's nobody here. You see, stop lying. I told you you're lying. Stop lying. Now go to bed and sleep. And she left. So the little girl asked the angel, why couldn't she see you? And the angel said, you know, believing is seeing. And I truly believe that's very true, because it's by faith that we get saved. You were not there. None of us were there when Christ came, when he walked on the earth, worked miracles, when he died, was buried for 3 days, when he resurrected and ascended. We were not there, but we believe it, and we have seen the efficacious results in our lives, and it has changed us from the inside out, and we live by faith. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, and so we live by faith, right? So this principle is very important for anyone hoping to overcome temptation and addiction. I remember when I just got saved, and the Holy Spirit was telling me to tell people that I've been free. I was just like, nah, I'm not telling anybody. Thank you so much for saving me, for delivering me from all the addictions. I love you so much, but it's just between me and you. I'm not telling anybody, right? And those people were like, no, tell people, right? Tell people. People need to know about this. You've been free. So I realized that the reason I don't tell anybody was because I was hoping to wait for about a year plus to test and see if I've been really free. She gets, I was going to be counting the months and checking out, okay, I'm free this month. So when maybe a year passes, I'll be like, it's been a year. So yes, I'm actually truly free. And the Holy Spirit was like, no, tell them now. So it was the same week I got saved. The Holy Spirit was telling me to tell people. And I was like, are you sure? I'm not sure. Maybe I should just wait out and see it and everything. And just be like, no, okay. So I remember my wife, okay, then we were just friends. And I liked her, but I was like, we're just friends then. And the Holy Spirit said, okay, tell her. I was like, no way, I'm not telling her. Like, if there's anybody else, I should tell it. Somebody else, not her. Why would you say I should tell her? I mean, I like her. And if you should hear my dark past, she would run away, like, head for the hill. So he said, no, I should tell her. Like, oh, no problem. So just so if she runs away, I don't get hurt, because I did like her more than a friend, even though we were just friends then. I liked her. I said, all right, I'll tell her. But first and foremost, I'll friend zone her. So I spent like 2 days removing her from my mind as any possibility of us dating in the future or whatever. I removed from my mind. So on the third day, I told her, I was like, yo, hi. So I just feel like to tell you about my past. You know how God saved me, yeah, but you don't know everything about my past. So I told her everything, the abortion, the addictions to cocaine, masturbation, the sex addiction, the many women and all of that. I told her everything. And the way she responded was shocking. To me, I expected her to cringe and be like, you know what? Nah, I'm not doing this anymore. We can't be together. But she responded and said, oh, that's who you were. That's not who you are right now. Christ has changed you, and you're a new person. I know you're a new person. Like, we've been talking since you got saved, like the past 2 days, we've been talking, and the difference is clear. So that's not who you are anymore. You were changed. And it was just so, it taught me a lot, right? So Christ saw me this way, free, sanctified, because who the Son says free is truly free indeed. And a new person in Christ, the creation of God, the masterpiece of God, created unto good works, right? So that's how Christ sees me. And it turns out, people who are submitted to the Spirit of God don't look at anyone according to the flesh anymore. They see people according to who they are in Christ or who they are not. So those who are not in Christ, they see them as people who are lost and need to be saved. And those who are in Christ, people according to who they are in Christ. And Opoe taught me that. And I was like, if she sees me like that, if God sees me like that, and if she sees me like that, I need to see myself that way. So seeing myself that way means I believe what God told me. I'm free. I'm truly free. And if I am truly free, I need to tell people that I am free. Not based on my own actions or my own works, based on the grace of God. And God was the one that will uphold his word. He's telling me to tell people that I'm free. I will tell people. So I think, I first of all told my family, and they were there. My family was there for the church I was before. We had this thing called, like it was a cell meeting kind of thing. So we had the venue was in our home. So my family was there. And I stood up and I told this testimony to everyone. And they were like, oh, thank God for you. And I think Thanksgiving was like the next month or something. I still stood up in front of thousands and told them the same thing, that I've been freed from this. So I wasn't going to wait and count. I kept telling people I've been free. In fact, I went to my social media, spread the word wide everywhere. And I told everybody I've been free. I was struggling with this for years and I've been made free. And true to his word, he has upheld me for the past 5 years. I'm not saying I did anything. I'm not saying temptations did not come. But every time they came, he provided a way of escape for me. And I'm grateful to God for that. So one example that I like reference when I talk about this is Rahab. You know, when you read Hebrews 11 and they talk about the heroes of faith and you see Rahab's name, they even qualify her profession, Rahab the prostitute, right? You see that she experienced, she exhibited some kind of faith. So let's go back to the chapter and book in the Bible that speaks about Rahab, which is Joshua chapter 2. Now, I'm not going to read the entire chapter, just a bulk of verses, but backstory, Joshua wanted to overcome Jericho, and the Lord told him to take the land. He wanted to overcome Jericho, and he sent spies to check out Jericho. Now, Jericho had like walls that were like 5 chariots thick, so 5 chariots could ride side by side on the same and not even bump into each other, and it would be okay. That's how thick the wall was that surrounded Jericho. So Jericho, they were like, nothing can happen to us, right? They were like, if we stay, we're not going to look for anybody's trouble. We're inside. Nothing's going to happen to us. We're going to be good. We're good. So the 2 spies went in and they saw everything, and they stayed at Rahab's place, right? And then information got to the king that there are spies in the town. So he went to Rahab and said, where are the 2 spies that came here? She said she doesn't know where they are. Meanwhile, she hid them. Now, listen to what she tells these people. Listen to the reason why she acted in faith and hid them and even lied to the king. This was for her life. Like telling the king that these people are not there when they are there and they could have been found out. This is like she risked her life. So here what she says in Joshua chapter 2 from verse 9 to 11. She says, and she said unto the men, I know that the Lord hath given you the land. Listen, like this woman, like she really gives me ginger. She said, I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what he did to the 2 kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom he utterly destroyed. Right? And as soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven and in earth beneath. Listen, she wasn't there. She wasn't there when Moses stretched out his staff and the water parted and congealed on the both sides, and thousands of men, women, and children trekked for days across this ocean, this sea, and they passed on dry land and went to the other side, and the Egyptians followed, and the water went back and killed them. She heard about this. When she heard about this, she believed in it so much so that she was willing to risk her life. She said, I know that the Lord had given this land. And from the information she got in her head, she concluded, for the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. She heard and she believed. She didn't need to be there. As long as she heard and said, this is what happened. In fact, you would think I just like to imagine maybe she traveled to Egypt for something, to buy some things, and then she had to cross that big, large body of water, and she almost died. Maybe there were storms. She almost died. She crossed, came back. There were storms and everything, and she was so grateful that she was on ground again. And then she heard somebody stretch the staff, and then water parted. People, that water that I passed, almost dead. People passed. Ah, that person must be God. She concluded in her heart that it must be God, and she acted out in faith because she believed. Rahab's family were the only people who were saved from the massacre that happened in Jericho. You would think maybe she saw the army, size of the army. She's like, oh, from the size of the army, people are the ones that are going to God. No, she didn't see that. You would think maybe with the two spies that came were like 10,000 angels, heavy, heavy bodybuilder angels. And she saw that. No, she didn't see that. She believed what she heard by faith, and she acted out in faith. This is your Rahab moment. She did not need to be there. She did not need to be there. She just believed by hearing what God had done in other people's lives. You have heard my testimony. If you haven't heard my testimony, if you're new to the podcast, this is your first podcast, thank you for coming. Scroll down to Butterfly Effects, where I talk about my testimony, how God delivered me. Now, God delivered me. And when he delivered me, he told me that what happened in my life can be replicated in other people's lives if they believe it, right? If you believe what happened to me, and if you believe that God has kept me for these 5 years, it's possible to be replicated in your life. You don't need that much of an experience. Listen, experience is good. Experience is amazing, but it doesn't surpass the word of God. Experience that happened to me, it was great. But if I did not study to understand what had happened to me, believe the gospel, go to a Bible-believing church like I attend right now, study the word, and stay inspired, the experience would have passed. Let's look at Christ, Jesus Christ. He was baptized. The heavens rent open. And the loud voice, God said, "This is my dearly beloved son, whom I'm well pleased with." The Holy Spirit descended like a dove on him. People saw it. John the Baptist heard it. Jesus Christ himself heard it. He went to be tempted by the devil. And the first thing the devil said is, "If you are the son of God." Excuse me, sir. How many days ago, the heaven opened? Where were you? Were you not there? Didn't you not hear that God said, "I'm his son"? But that's not how Jesus Christ replied. How did Jesus Christ reply? He opened the scripture and said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of God." Listen, this is the Son of God. This is God in flesh, referring back to scriptures, not saying, "Didn't you hear when a loud voice said everything?" Referring back to an experience. So experience, as great as they are, they do not triumph, they do not trump over the word of God. The word of God is everything. So what the word of God has said about how you are free, and who the Son sets free is free indeed, it's true. You are free, you've been made free, you've been delivered, right? Whoever who is in, now therefore, whoever is in Christ, the new creature, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are a workmanship of God created in Christ unto good works. The body of sin is dead and you are alive to righteousness. That's what the Bible says. So believing that, and hearing from my experience also, if you hold on to these words, your Rahab moment is now. And you act in faith and say, "I have been made free." You don't need to wait and check and say, "Okay, I need to check and know if I'm actually free. Let me wait and count the days." You're setting yourself up for failure. Because when you count, this is what happens when you count. When you count the days you've been free, you'll be like, "Okay, I've been free for 1 week." The devil will come and tempt you to reward yourself for being free for this amount of time. And then the reward you reward yourself with is what you're counting to be free. Do you understand? For instance, if your addiction is pornography and you've been free from pornography for a while, pornography and masturbation, and you're counting the days, let's say 2 weeks, the devil will come and say, "You reward yourself." So the way you reward yourself is by watching porn and masturbate, and it scatters everything. So do not count. Like, for instance, from when you woke up to the point you're listening to this podcast, can you count how many breaths you've taken? How many intakes of air you've taken and how many times you've exhaled? You can't count that. Meaning your body was created to breathe in and breathe out. Unconsciously, you do it. It's the same for the man in Christ. You've been created to live above sin. So the more you are sin conscious, the more you sin. The more you are God conscious, the more you live above sin, because you realize who you are in Christ according to the word of God, and you believe it and you step out in faith. So once you say it, I am free. I've been made whole. I know that I am free from this thing. God has freed me from this. Once you say it, it means you believe it and then you will see. So seeing is not believing in the kingdom. Believing is seeing in the kingdom. If you look at the definition of faith, the substance of things hoped for and things not seen in Hebrews 11. So do you believe it? Yes. If you believe it, you act like you believe. You say you are free and watch God uphold his word. For the past 5 years, God has upheld his word in my life. I've said I'm free and he has upheld it. And my testimony will remain. My life will show that God does deliver and he can deliver someone from this thing and uphold him through his life. I believe that wholly with my heart. If you believe it, you will start saying it. This is your rehab moment. What has God said? What has God said in his word? Do you hold on to that and know that this is the truth? This is the truth. This is the truth. No matter what is happening, no matter what the devil comes to tell me, this is the truth of God's word. Once you believe it, you will see it in your life. Thank you so much for listening. This is the Free Indeed Podcast with Josh. And remember, who the Son sets free is truly, truly free indeed. Bye, guys.